morn. It blessed the Christmas morn. But if I am a Christian, I am the least of all. I am the least of all. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
John Cowan at the Saturday Light Brigade. Preceded by Asleep at the Wheel. And Go Tell It on the Mountain. Asleep at the Wheel did. Swing a Drummer Boy. What a busy morning, maybe. We are live. It's about 2.5 minutes before 8 a.m. as I say this, depending on how you're listening. It might be a few moments later than that. Good morning to Millie in Oakland. Thank you for your note. I think if you know us, you know why Ricky and I are here this morning. It's simply that it's important for us to keep you company and be reliable and be present, especially at a time that is anything but typical. I know today is a very different day, maybe a much happier day than usual, maybe exactly the opposite. No matter how it is different, we hope we're able to help enhance it a little bit, be somewhat of a buffering factor. We have lots more to come. It's a very wide open show today, a special show. We're putting it all together as we speak. We have a few things sort of picked out and planned, but lots of room for your input. Just drop us a note using instant input and by going to slbradio.org/listen, or you can email us at slb@slbradio.org or call us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. A quick thank you to 298 people contributing $41,561 during our year-end donor drive. We're coming up on the home stretch. You can learn more at slbradio.org/donate. Or by calling us any time this morning, or any time in the remaining days of the year. Although, truth be told, if you reached us on January 2nd, we'd probably count it. After all, what's a day between friends? You're listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade. Broadcasting live until 12 noon at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/listen.
I'm holed up in Mason City, waiting for the roads to clear. Second day of a blizzard, winter isn't even here. Heading back on I-35. At this point, I just wanna make it home alive. Hold up in Mason City, the weather isn't pretty tonight. I'm holed up in Mason City, waiting for my luck to change. Thought I'd be home already, but my plans are being rearranged. First day snow threw down from the sky. Now it's crossing the fields and it's drifting high. Sudden ice upon the highway, the car is blowing sideways. And I believe I'll seek some shelter, the faces helter-skelter and white. I moved over to the rumble strip, I'm driving with my flashers on. Every tenth of a mile, I'm slipping ever closer. Ice blue highway, blue sky byway. Ice blue highway, blowing sideways. At the Big Bopper Diner, there's a bunch of stranded refugees. And nobody's talking or looking very eager to please. In a booth I saw Buddy Holly's ghost, writing to the girl he loved the most. I'm holed up in Mason City, the future isn't ready tonight. I'm holing up in Mason City, the future isn't ready tonight.
John Gorka at the Saturday Light Brigade. Merry Christmas. He said he's listening live as we broadcast live. It's good to do those things. We are live this morning. Now 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. He's heading off to Pitt for the annual Christmas at Pitt event. Bruce, I happened to notice on Facebook today you posted a nice tribute to Reginald Fessenden, the Pitt scientist who had a lot to do with the creation of radio. Actually, a Christmas Eve broadcast of his originating in Maine. Not of Bruce's, of Reginald Fessendens. Russ, thanks for your note. When we played Old Love, Russ wrote, Sharon said, you requested this, didn't you? And the two of them sagged together in North Carolina. Good morning to Jim in Crafton Heights. Merry Christmas to you, too. And did I mention a Bob in Washington noted when we played Old Love, the Saturday Light Brigade favorite by Neil and Leandra? I don't think I mentioned that Lee Stivers and Bob sang a duet on Old Love at the 30th wedding anniversary vow renewal of Bob and Joy in Washington. I bet that was terrific. Thank you for being with us. If you just happened to find us this morning, going up and down the dial, or maybe listening at the suggestion of a friend or family member, we're glad you found us. You're listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade, a special edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. We hope you'll join us in the new year for puzzles and games and interactive fun. Today, it's some of the best from our Christmas and holiday library, like this one from the Christmas Jug Band. Take it away, boys.
Fired me. you ran out on me, and it's Christmas. You ran out on me, and it's Christmas.
Ran out.
Yeah, you ran out on me. You even took our Christmas tree. Yeah, you ran out on me for Christmas. And the bankers repossessed the house on Christmas. Yeah, the bankers repossessed the house on
Christmas.
Yeah, the savings and loan, they took the house, 'cause unemployment wiped me out. The bank repossessed our house on Christmas.
Fats Waller from 1935, swinging them jingle bells here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you to the Makita family for your donation during our year-end donor drive. You are the 299th donor. And together, as a Saturday Light Brigade family, we've raised $41,661. Getting close to our goal. You can learn more about contributing by going to slbradio.org/donate. or calling us anytime this morning at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-7-527-234. So happy to be here with you live. If you're wondering, we do a quick getaway today, immediately after the Saturday Light Brigade special ends. We jump into the pickup truck, go back home, exchange it with the already packed car, and head to Youngstown, Ohio, where Ricky's older sister, Sandy, and husband, Paul, live. And I think we'll see each of their three children, Julie, Jay, and Rich, and their respective families. It should be a great time to spend together. And then when we get home, we'll take care of the kitty cats who are eagerly anticipating Christmas. Elroy and George. You know, I use Elroy occasionally to test systems we use here at SLB. Ricky, I didn't get a chance to tell you this, but Elroy does have an email address here at SLB. I use him to test things every now and then. And he is getting store ads, especially from Petco and places like that. I think he had one from Holy's in the Strip District. Something about a Seven Fishes special just for cats. We've already been getting lots of after Christmas sale ads this morning. In fact, I was up until about 12:30 last night, and they were coming in right after the stroke of midnight. Do you recognize the trumpeter? Wynton Marsalis. Piercing, man. I say piercing. beautiful, isn't it? It's coming back now. Happy holidays to Dan. Who, along with Rana, are leaving for New Orleans for a nice trip. I hope it's a great one. Listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade. We'll return with our usual mix of puzzles and games and guests in the new year. We will celebrate birthdays today, however. We're here live in the studios. If you have a request, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. 1-888-SLB radio is how that works out to be. By the way, good morning to Michael's whole family. I know he and Nick are playing around. I don't know if Angie and Alexandra are there or not, but I hope you're all together today. By request, Tom Paxton.
It went zip when it moved and bop when it stopped and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was and I guess I never will. When I was just a wee little lad full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was with many colors bright. The moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved and bop when it stopped and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. But right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, then I twisted its lid. When I set it down again, this is what it did. It went zip when it moved and bop when it stopped and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was and I guess I never will. It first marched left, then marched right, then marched under a chair. When I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry and my daddy laughed, for he knew that I would find. When it turned around, my marvelous toy, chugging from behind. It went zip when it moved and bop when it stopped and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Well, the years have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy. And yesterday I gave to him a marvelous little toy.
His eyes nearly popped right out of his head. He gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and bop when it stops, and whirr when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
And I lay out the welcome mat for all the in-laws far and wide and our third cousin Jack. We trim the tree and hang the wreath, and every time forget that what comes through our door each year is the strangest Christmas yet. Two full days for Christmas Eve, Grandma comes by car with a pumpkin pie that she had baked that tastes like her cigar. She pulls up in a pickup truck with crazy Uncle Don. He parks it where he does each year, right on our front lawn.
It's the strangest Christmas yet.
So strange.
Strangest Christmas yet.
Woo!
It'll take some time to forget the strangest Christmas yet.
Oh, looky here, the children, dear, have built a roaring fire. Too bad it's in our driveway and with a stolen tire. Then came time for photographs, the camera set to strobe. And I said to Uncle Bob, you wanna close your robe? Cousin Billy likes his guns, and naturally he came armed. He's on the lookout for invaders from the planet Zorn. Uncle Teddy put on weight, he'd gotten rather large. We couldn't take him through the door, he stayed in the garage.
It's the strangest Christmas yet.
How strange?
Strangest Christmas yet.
Really strange.
It'll take a while to forget the strangest Christmas yet.
Bless the food in different faiths that seem to number seven, and say a prayer that with some help just might get to heaven. Then from the garage we hear a sound that makes us ache. Uncle Teddy with a voice so pure that your heart would break. He knows no other line. He sings it one more time. We hear it once again. We all take cans and quiet down and let it all sink in. I take him out a plate of food and thank him for the song. He says so sorry that I might have got the words a little wrong. We tip our glasses, give a hug, and toast to Christmas cheer, and count the months until we get to see them all next year.
It's the strangest Christmas yet.
We love it!
Strangest Christmas yet.
Can't wait till next year!
It'll take some time to forget the strangest Christmas yet.
Hey, put down that spatula!
Take some time to forget the strangest Christmas yet.
You look so handsome in that bright red suit. A man your age, you sure look cute. Smile brighter than a Christmas tree. All the girls want to sit on your knee. Have a special present just for you. But after one kiss up the chimney you flew. Stay a little longer, Santa, honey, won't you stay? Forget about that sleigh. I keep fly away. Don't be shy, don't be slow. Spend all my money on mistletoe. Only got one dream, just one wish, and you're right on the top of my list. Don't need a gift, don't bother to shout. Just make sure I'm your last stop. Stay a little longer, Santa. Honey, won't you stay? Forget about that sleigh. I keep you warm, I hold you near, a lot better than those old reindeer. Stay a little longer, Santa, don't you fly away. When I hear those sleigh bells jingle, my heart starts to tingle.
Copeland at the Saturday Light Brigade Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade and Steve Martin along with the Steep Canyon Rangers did Strangest Christmas Yet. Aunt Vicky needs to get out of bed. She's still sleeping in Mars. Good morning, Aunt Vicky. Good morning to Bill in Homer City. Merry Christmas. Thank you for checking in. I'm a lucky man. Two rum cream pies in a month. Ricky made one for my birthday on December 7th, and she made one yesterday, too. Because this one will be eaten by miners. Not underground miners, but younger people. When Ricky and I head to Ohio later today, she only used a third cup of rum instead of a half cup of rum. Do I have that right? So it'll be slightly. That would be a puzzle. Let's see. That's 30% less rum, I think. Right? A half a cup doubled would be a full cup. A third doubled would be two-thirds. So it was like having a one-third off sale. You've used now with a third less rum, which probably isn't a good slogan for most, but she made it's my mother's recipe, and it's really complicated. I never knew as a little boy how complicated it was. And Ricky pointed out to me that it's the only recipe I think she's ever encountered where you separate the yolks and the whites, but you discard the whites, right, and just use the yolks? Do I have that right? I think that's how it goes. Maybe not the only one. Not the only one, Ricky says, but but easy. Yeah, do you use the egg whites? Or okay, you do use the egg whites, so it's neat to get these little notes in my ear. You know, if I were Anderson Cooper, I would be told about the breaking news. I'm getting being given egg white updates. She also made a chocolate ganache tort, which looks amazing. Let's see, Ricky just sent me a note. Usually we would eat the egg whites due to less cholesterol. Right, in this case you keep the yolks because I guess it works on the custard effect. But that looks like another great pie. Two pies, in fact. Hopefully they'll last the trip. Ricky did run out of chocolate at one point, and I got to go to the big, huge supermarket with the wrapper to the chocolate, the cardboard wrapper that the baker's chocolate came in. Giardelli semi-sweet milk chocolate, baker's chocolate, yellow in color. And I got to play matching. I went up to where all the chocolate was and matched the wrapper that I had so I wouldn't come back with a Hershey's bar or a peanut butter cup or something. I played matching. I got it exactly right. And there were all these other husbands doing the same thing in that aisle. Odd. Very odd. You're listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you. Santa's Moonlight Sleigh Ride from Ted Lyons. Hello to Shirley. Merry Christmas. We'll celebrate birthdays in a moment. You're listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade Live. If you would like us to send out holiday greetings to somebody, wishing somebody a Happy New Year or a Merry Christmas, feel free to let us know. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here are Tim and Molly O'Brien.
Christ was born in Bethlehem. Christ was born in Bethlehem. Christ was born in Bethlehem and in a manger lay. And in a manger lay, and in a manger lay, Christ was born in Bethlehem, and in a manger lay. The men, they crucified him, the men, they crucified him. The men, they crucified him, they nailed him to the cross. They nailed him to the cross. They nailed him to the cross. The men, they crucified him, they nailed him to the cross. Joseph begged him. Joseph begged his body. Joseph begged his body. He laid him in the tomb. He laid him in the tomb. He laid him in the tomb. Joseph begged his body. He laid him in the tomb, it could not hold him. The tomb, it could not hold him. The tomb, it could not hold him. He burst the bands of death. He burst the bands of death. He burst the bands. He burst the bands of death. Christ was born in Bethlehem. Christ was born in Bethlehem. Christ was born in Bethlehem and in a manger lay.
Holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
Claire Lynch Band. With There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays, and Tim and Molly O'Brien. Dead Christ was born in Bethlehem. Jim in Crafton Heights notes that fine restaurants serve Eggs Benedict on hubcaps because there's no plate like chrome for the hollandaise. Thank you, Jim. And Don in Bethel Park writes, thank you for sharing the holiday with us live. May you and Ricky have a blessed holiday and new year. Donald, Paula, Jackie, Ron, Haley, and Moki, the chocolate lab. Thank you for being with us. We wouldn't have it any other way. And I know, really want you to know, if you're quarantined today or have a family member who is, or if you're in the hospital or just coming out and unable to get around, or if this is a time of the year that makes you sad or angry, lonely, or anything but merry, I hope our company is at least comforting to you. This group playing right now, the Slippery Rock Jazz Ensemble, they were here with us way back in 2006 on November 25th, performing in the space that will soon be the space for our new youth media center opening up next year. At the time, this was just freeform space that we were lucky enough to commandeer for their live performance just outside of our studios that will be set up in the new year to be a great performance space. Saturday mornings and at other times too. Plus a couple classrooms, a student lounge, three new studios, and eight workstations. We're excited for that. We're expecting an opening in February. And we'll let you know as we get closer. Let's listen more to the Slippery Rock Jazz Ensemble.
Have a white one, but for me it's blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand or tin cup. Gimme, 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 fill my stocking up, all the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas. All the paper tinsel and the fal-de-ral. Blue Xmas. People trading gifts that matter not at all. What I call fal-de-ral, bitter gall. Fal-de-ral. Thank you. lots of hungry homeless children in your own backyards, while you're very, very busy addressing 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is the season to receive, and oh, to give, and ah, to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare, Merry Christmas. I hope yours is a bright one, but for me, it's
Bob Dureau, backed by Miles Davis, with a song we get a lot of requests for this time of year. It's birthday time now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I got a horn. They gave me a bicycle just for being born. But I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas.
Sandy the dog has a note that we'll share in a moment that may have come belatedly. Fiona of Berkeley Hills from Paul and Heather. And Nathan, who was born on Christmas Day, as was Bradley of Garfield. Best friend of Ruffio the cat. With love from Lauren. Happy birthday, Bradley. Welcome to our birthday club. Maxine from Sarah, Patrick, and Jim. Sarah of Bethel Park for Mom, Dad, and Brother Jonathan. David of McCandless from David, Celestina, Alicia, and Camille. Tomorrow, Wayne, guard at the U.S. Post Office. Addie of Allison Park for Mom, Dad, Aiden, and Olivia. Emily from Philomena and Stephen from Philomena. And Barbara. On the 27th, we have Carlo of Bridgeville from Sister Gia and family. Esther of Westview. Happy birthday to you, Esther. And hello to Shaylin. Also on the 27th, Russ and Sharon celebrate their 54th wedding anniversary. On the 28th, Earl celebrates a birthday. Mom and Dad and Alma and Aaron and Adam and Allison and Scott and Karen and your grandparents, everybody wishes you a happy birthday. Also on the 28th, Lydia from Neil, Leslie of Oakland, Elizabeth from Martha and Samuel, Joe of Ligonier from Roseanne and Aaron, Alyssa of Emsworth, Allison of Regent Square from John, Lisa, and Christopher, and Dylan of Home, Pennsylvania from Wendy, Rusty, and Holly. On the 29th, we have Oliver, Brendan, from your family, and Zori of Larimer from Mom, Dad, and Maya. On the 30th of December, Ben of Monroeville, Logan of Mount Lebanon, Frost of Roslyn Farms from Mom, Dad, and Prosper, Alan of Squirrel Hill from wife Laura and daughter Elizabeth and us, Lisa of Bell Vernon from Betsy, Joey of Squirrel Hill from Mom, Dad, and Eli, Remy of Hampton from Mom, Dad, and Evan, and Anita of Washington from the Scheinman family. New Year's Eve bill of Upper St. Clair from Zachary, Alex, and Celia, Dick from Bill, Natalie of Marshall Township from your family, and Lauren of Columbus from Chris and Fred and Dormont and the whole family. And on December 11th, I believe we did, and I hope he heard, James, that is, of Freiburg, Pennsylvania. I hope that James heard his birthday greetings sent in by his wonderful golden retriever, Sandy. Best wishes and bones and belly rubs plenty, writes Sandy. The Golden Retriever. And that's a birthday greeting to James. James has a birthday of December 11th. this note came to us a little late, but we got a note a little earlier that I think we wished a happy birthday to James. But I just want to make sure, because Sandy took the time to put a paw print here. And Sandy is, after all, a dog among men. And we appreciate Sandy being with us. You're listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. We continue until noon at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Thank you if you have supported SLB during our year-end donor drive, or at any other time throughout the year. We're grateful for your support. I'll let you know what our totals are in a little bit, just because we've had a few people ask us to announce that. But we're closing in on our year-end goal with only about $8,000 to go towards our march to $50,000. I'll let you know more about that later. I hope you will let us know if there's a song we can play for you, or if you would like to pass along a greeting from your home to another. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
Mr. Green.